Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
This is a demo for an application called Perk Input. It is a Braille writing app, and I'll take you through the demo real quick. Let's first find it in the App Store. You can do that by searching for PerkInput. And I'll let you go ahead and do that on your own. It is a free application. It's something being developed by the University of Washington Mobile Accessibility Group. It works quite well, and I'm going to show you how it works right now. Let's go ahead and open it.
Perk Input, running. Perk Input, run. 2, 1, go to the input screen. Rotate your phone into landscape orientation or 1, go to the input screen, 35, 2, 3, and main screen button.
Okay, so there's actually a screen that gives you some details on how to run the app. I'll go ahead and skip that, go to the main screen with you and run through that together. Let's go and do that.
Text field. Copy button.
And here's a screen with the text I've typed before and lets me copy.
Text message button. Clear button. Email button. Input screen button.
And we'll go to the input screen. Double tap that. The phone is now in landscape mode, and I'm going to touch my right hand. So far as I know right now, it only works with your right hand. So I'm going to touch my pinky, ring, middle finger, and pointer fingers to the screen in a row here.
Calibrated. Swipe 3 fingers to the right to switch to the main screen.
And right here actually means if you have it in portrait mode. Since I'm using landscape, you have to remember that. This is quite convenient in holding the phone and having your hand there. My phone is actually in vertical position and my hands are holding it in a comfortable way. So I'm going to start typing hello. With my right hand, I'm going to type first column, and actually the dots on the left side of the space bar on a Perkins style keyboard. Even though it's my right hand, the way you type in this app is you type the first the left column of a Braille letter, then the right column of that Braille letter. So if I type hello, I'll calibrate again because I moved away from the screen.
Calibrated. Swipe 3 fingers to the right to switch to the main screen.
And I'll type dots 1, 2, which are going to be my pointer and middle fingers. And now dots 5, which is going to be my middle finger. It's going to say
H.
And now I'm going to type dot 1 and dot 5.
E.
And I did that separately. Now I'm going to type LLO. The way you type an L, since it's dots 1, 2, 3, and only the left column has dots, I'll type dots 1, 2, 3, and a space type bar with my pinky.
Invalid code.
I have to calibrate. Let me just type LLO.
Calibrated.
Here.
Swipe 3 fingers to the L. L.
L.
O.
O. Period.
Period.
Okay, so we did that, and I'll go over again how I did it. So H was dots 1, 2 first together. Then I tapped dot 5, and it said H. We'll do that now.
H.
Then I did a tap of dot 1, lifted my finger, and tapped dot 5. Dot 1, dot 5.
E.
The L I did dots 1, 2, 3, lifted, and tapped a pinky, which tells the app to move on. So I did 1, 2, 3, lifted, and a pinky. Let's do that.
L.
Another L.
L.
And an O. I would type 1 and 3, and then lift, and then 5.
O.
For the period, dot 2, and then 5, 6.
Period.
And for the space, I'll type pinky once and twice.
Space.
So once tells it to skip the first column, The second time you touch the pinky to the screen, it touches, it moves through the second column of the Braille cell. I want to show you how quickly you're able to type on this keyboard. If you are proficient in Braille, this shouldn't be a problem. Currently, there is no support for grade 2. There is no typing with your left hand, except, I just thought of this, if you're holding the phone up like I am, which is new to me, and you're left-handed and...
Screen locked.
Actually, this is another problem of the app, another little bug. I was clearly touching the screen. You just heard us typing on it, and the screen lock mode didn't register that, so I'll have to go ahead and unlock it.
8:10 p.m.
And go...
Perk input.
Back into it. So if I hold the phone in my right hand and touch and calibrate it with my left...
Calibrated. Swipe three fingers to the right to switch to the main screen.
And it is on landscape mode, and I am now using my left hand. That is actually uncomfortable for me to do, but the point is you can do it. I'm going to go ahead and quickly type the way that it's comfortable for me. Let's do that.
Calibrated. Swipe three fingers to the right to switch to the main screen.
This is a demo for Apple Viz. Let's do that.
T H I S space I T.
Glad I did that, and I'm going to clear this with a two finger double tap. I'm going to do it slowly.
Delete a T. S space A D E M O N S S deleted S T R A T I invalid code. Invalid code.
Calibrate.
Calibrated. Swipe three fingers to O N space F O R space T H E space A P P L E V I S space P O D C A S T period.
The way I backspaced is actually then, just to recap, I touched twice with three fingers. I did that not so quickly because this is actually another issue with the app, is that this command conflicts with the VoiceOver command for turning off speech, which is, of course, a three-finger double tap. And I will go ahead and tell the application that we're done, and that's going to be a three-finger slide. Click to the right.
Default screen. Hello. Hello. This is a demonstration for the Aplevis podcast. Text field.
So now that we have our text, we can flick here.
Copy. Hello. Hello. This is a demonstration for the Aplevis podcast. Text copy button.
We'll copy it to the clipboard if you want to.
Text message button. Clear button. Email button. Input screen button. How to use button.
And we're going to clear
it. Input email. Text message button. Clear button. Clear.
And I'll go to the input screen.
How to use.
Whoops.
One. Go to the main screen button.
That was the wrong button.
Text field. How to use. Input screen button.
Here we go.
Input screen.
Here's the input screen, and I will type something for you. Calibrate.
Calibrated. Swipe three fingers to the right to switch to the S E E space Y O U space N E X T space T I M E period. Default screen. See you next time. Text field.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.